Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Explorers, welcome to today's episode where we are kicking off a mini series on social wellness.
Social wellness, y'all.
I want to let our explorers know what's coming up. This series includes an episode for caregivers, an episode about how your social support system can help keep you moving, another episode that is going to dive deeper into making those connections and building healthy relationships. Mm. And the final episode comes out on International Day of Friendship. So I'm really geeking out and super duper excited about that one.
I love it.
So you can listen to all in any order you choose. I'm super excited about this series. July is Social Wellness Month. It's a month dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of healthy and supportive relationships. While we don't need a specific month for this, it's nice to emphasize the value of meaningful relationships and their positive impact on our overall well-being.
Because that's such a huge piece of it, my friends.
Absolutely.
The tribe, your people.
Social wellness, one of the eight dimensions of wellness, can be defined as the ability to establish and maintain healthy and supportive relationships. It's about communicating effectively, contributing to the community, and developing a supportive social network.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the full Monty, the well-rounded whole package right there. This is how important those things are.
We value community. We
connection. Oh, community is the lifeblood. It's the whole reason for being.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what helps us keep moving forward on our journey.
I found the publication by the Department of Health and Human Services. Oh. And in 2023, the Surgeon General issued a public health crisis of loneliness, isolation, and lack of connection in our country.
In what year now?
2023.
Interesting. That was year three of the global pandemic. And everybody was probably feeling the effects of 2020 forward.
And as we come out of our cocoon and our safety bubbles, there's a lot of good information in there.
So what did the Surgeon General declared?
He issued a statement about our epidemic of loneliness and isolation. It's the Surgeon General's advisory on the healing effects of social connection and community. But I don't remember hearing anything about that.
Not one word.
Not a peep.
No.
Anywhere.
Nothing.
But here we are bringing awareness. I also saw a recent Harvard study said 36% of all Americans feel serious loneliness.
Did you say 36%?
36% of all Americans.
That is one over one third.
Serious loneliness.
Is that in quotes? Serious loneliness?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine like another 20% are like, yeah,
well, sometimes,
you know, whatever. That's 50%. Right. There we are, half the population.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's deep and heavy, but a stat in that publication from the Surgeon General said the lack of social connection is as dangerous as smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day.
Okay. 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 Hold on. I need a moment to process that. So you're saying, how many cigarettes are in a pack of cigarettes?
I
have no idea. But anyway, you're saying basically I could smoke a pack of cigarettes a day and it would affect my health less
than
being lonely and isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cannoli.
Right.
Because we know the detriments of smoking. We have the physical, the science, the research, the data that supports what that does.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have this now intangible thing that is showing up as more profound and dramatic an effect than smoking. I mean, I believe it.
Right.
Because of our emotional state, our state of connection dictates so much about how we feel about ourselves and how we feel about our place in the world, mm-hmm. and any fulfilling work we do, or how we're feeling, how we're helping or volunteering or being community minded.
So now it's, hey, when's the last time you reached out to your people? Mm. Or if we haven't heard from our people in a while.
My fellow explorers, I'm going to go on a tangent right now. I wish there was a little video screen above people's heads that could monitor what they're low on. So you could be, oh, they need some emotional and spiritual. Mm. All right. But this one is, oh, they're feeling lonely and isolated right now. Wouldn't that be helpful to have the little sign? And I guess that's what our intuition and our compassion is for, to be able to acknowledge what someone else is feeling or put ourselves in their shoes.
It would be so helpful.
Let's go out and grab a cup of coffee.
But okay, in lieu of our Sims meter saying what we're low on to the people in our community, you just gave us a preview to one of the components of social wellness. Is communicating effectively. Mm. We don't have the little indicator letting people know where we are, what's low, what we need to work on.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking when you say that, we're not talking about so much, well, parts of communication, active listening, mm-hmm. effective communication, public speaking. There's all these parts of communication. But what you're speaking to is the vulnerability, ability to access how you're feeling and to reach out to someone and share that, right? And ask for help.
Absolutely. Wow. You are spot on. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the verbal and nonverbal communication. Remember that crazy percentage that is nonverbal.
Oh my gosh. It was like 80%. It was like
basically all of it.
Basically,
and the spoken
everything.
Word is like a little blip.
Yes.
So it encompasses verbal and nonverbal communication. Your favorite, active listening, mm-hmm. and the ability to express thoughts and emotions clearly. So if someone is saying to you, hey, I'm seriously lonely.
What does that mean?
What do you need? Do you just need a body here? Do you need to vent? What do you need?
Do you need a hug? Do you need someone to take a walk?
Do you want to go to a rage room? Like, what do you want to do?
We want to go break some glass vases.
Yeah.
What is it? Yeah. Mm. Wow. That's the most challenging part for a lot of us. When you're raised, as I was, is like emotions, we don't really do that. We don't really talk about that. It really puts you at a deficit when you need to start speaking about emotions. Like when it finally comes around, we're like, I gotta learn how to do this and talk about emotions.
Absolutely. I found most of my voice when I was younger. It was definitely challenging to always communicate what it is I need. I don't do this 100% of the time, but you know, we had a solid 80%.
Yeah, you're real good.
A solid 80% of what works, what I need, what I don't need, what I can handle, what's within my boundary, what's outside. Mm. I am very comfortable now as I practice it over decades, just a few.
Very few. P.S. I just want to say that compared to my decades.
But it is really important when our people are reaching out to us to listen.
Yes. To listen and respond either by not saying a damn thing or by getting curious and asking them what they need. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to fix it. Can we just say that?
Please about, don't. We can figure it out unless I say, hey, can you help me figure this thing out?
Yeah. We so often just need a shoulder or an ear, you know, or even a hug.
If you're not comfortable speaking, for me, writing definitely helped. You have to get it out. If you leave it in there, it'll fester and that creates a whole multitude of problems.
Yes.
But until you can give voice, write it out.
Because that is your voice anyway. It's just coming out through your pen. That's a great way to practice using your voice until you can connect those feelings with your physical voice and you can speak up. Mm-hmm. Which for some people takes a lifetime. Some people never get there, right?
Right.
It depends upon the encouragement and the people you have surrounding you.
Mm-hmm. There's something when you are beginning to practice giving your feelings voice, especially if it hasn't been modeled for you, that you think something is off with you when you do that because no one else around you has it. So it's like, why am I, what is happening inside of me? Why are my emotions so big?
Right. You're the
right.
problem. You're the
right.
you're the anomaly when that's not the case.
Yes. I just want to remind anyone who may be feeling that or have felt that in the past, your feelings, your emotions are not right or wrong.
They just are.
And they're really good indicators of what you need.
Exactly. And when you take the step and the time to express those, you are giving the people around you who don't know how to do that an example. You're modeling that. You're giving them permission, even if not in that moment, 5-10 years down the road, to connect with their feelings voice and use it. Yeah. I love this so much. Sorry. I just had to stop and say that. Okay.
Another component of social wellness is contributing to the community. Contributing to the community is not just about giving back. Oftentimes when we're contributing, we get more than we give.
Yeah.
This contribution, as Karen alluded to a little bit earlier, she does this all the time, and I really, really love it. Contributing to your community fosters a sense of purpose and belonging. You strengthen your well-being while strengthening your social connections within your community.
I want to say those words again. Purpose
and belonging.
We are a tribal species.
Why are
historically,
we here? To love people.
To love people, to be loved, to contribute, to share, to connect.
Another component of social wellness is developing a support network. Your support network are those people who are there for you when you need them. That could be physically, that could be emotionally, just offering practical advice, assistance. They're the ones that ground you.
They'll listen to you. They won't make fun of you or laugh at you if you share something ridiculous because it's how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. They're just tried and true.
Mm-hmm. And your support network doesn't just have to be family or friends or colleagues, but y'all, your therapist and your counselors count.
Yeah. And if you don't have one, get one.
Yes, that support network can be your safety net during challenging times.
And I'm not trying to bash families of origin, but that's not all you got. You got to branch out and connect with people who have similar interests. So you get out and into a group and maybe do some public service with a particular group, or get into a knitting group or a bocce playing team. I have no idea.
Pickleball is big right now. Pickleball. They're playing pickleball.
Get out and connect. It doesn't have to be within, like you said, Tara, your current social group. There are other people waiting for you. There are other people waiting to love you and hold you and be excited about whatever you're excited about and be on the journey with you. So branch out for sure.
Please branch out. Okay, so what about some benefits of social wellness? We've touched on the sense of belonging. Social wellness, done well, also improves your mental and emotional well-being. We're talking about those deep, meaningful connections which provide emotional support, reduce those feelings of loneliness. Remember, there's a
serious
public health crisis. And also, they are linked to lower rates of depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions.
So, direct correlation. Have your people there. Have your people ready. And you know you bring those people into your life when you also offer that to someone else. It's a two-way street. So if you want to attract that into your life and your circumstance, then you got to be out in the world offering something to others.
Mm.
That's a reciprocal karmic relationship.
Absolutely. And another benefit is that it increases our overall happiness and life satisfaction.
Like at the end of the road, you say, on a scale of 0 to 100,
my people,
this is, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen all the studies on longevity, especially in, I just say,
maybe,
in not America.
In not America.
They live longer because of their connection to the people around them, to their community.
Mm-hmm.
And male-identifying explorers, y'all might want to improve using your social network. Because women, in how they survive and thrive, is with their sister friends.
Mm. Yes, the women
Their
tribe.
Husbands have passed away, or their loved ones or whatever, but they have that community to lean on.
Yeah, I think that's so important. And especially as you are aging, people drift, people pass away, and your circles can get smaller. So you have to be actively recruiting, if you will.
New members, welcome.
Who wants to be my best friend now?
Yeah, and you have to have a variety of people because you can lean on them for different things.
Yes, it's so important. Diversify your friend portfolio.
Please.
Your tribe portfolio. the dividends.
The dividends.
Yes. Compounded interest. Mm. My friend.
Let's talk a little bit about the strategies for improving social wellness.
Let's do that because strategies are everything. And we can talk all day long till we're blue in the face about this is important and this is important and do this. You should do this. And then we got to do this. And they say you got to do this. And studies show.
But how I do it.
The how I do it.
Please help.
Yeah. Well, instructional menu.
One way
is will be great.
By prioritizing quality time with friends and family.
Prioritizing that. You mean over social media and binge watching?
What Come even is now. A social media?
What is
What
it?
Even is a social media?
A social media.
Hey, what is it?
As someone whose primary love language is quality time, I would think I was spending quality time by binge watching insert program here. And I was like, why do I still feel like it's
like a little empty?
We spent hours together.
Like here we are. We're holding hands and everything.
But that's all we're doing.
There's no real connection. There's no conversation. There's no looking each other in the eye. There's no reading body language and facial cues. So what did you do to remedy that,
What did
friend?
I do? Implemented date nights every other week.
Yeah.
Now, do we still binge watch? Absolutely. We were watching an episode before I came in here to record this.
But that's in addition. That's in addition. Plus, you set aside the morning time, the connection time you told me about, which
favorite.
I think is beautiful. It's so beautiful. Like, you can make these sort of mini sacrifices for that exponential gain.
And the thing about it is when you are in it and you're doing it, it doesn't feel like a sacrifice.
It's
the
just
story
a habit.
That you're spinning it's up in your head. Is, oh my God, early in the morning.
15 minutes early.
Like,
yeah.
That's so horrible. But no, it's not a sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's the thing I'm willing to do for that quality time. And also lunch dates with my friends. I love a good lunch date. Let's meet for lunch.
Mm.
Or let's meet for coffee and then we come out with a podcast. But here
that
we
happens.
Are.
It's probably good if we don't meet for coffee too often because we were doing 17 things. We were like, well, our kids never see us.
Another way, another strategy for improving social wellness is participating in social activities like that pickleball because you can meet new people and connect with others with similar interests.
Let's say you haven't, like you've played tennis in high school or college. Let's say that you've never picked up a pickleball racket and you don't even know the rules. Let's just say you go to where the games are. Let's just say you go to the court because you have a little glimmer of I might enjoy that. Go see. Get off the couch.
Mm.
Get off of the social medias. Go to the park and sit there and soak it up and be like, yeah, this feels good. Yeah, I want to do this. Or nope. This is not for me. I'm going to move on to the embroidery club.
Or knitting or crochet or whatever it is that you want to
whatever,
do.
Whatever arts of with threads and yarns that you like. Or paints. Oh my God. I can't even
oh my
right
gosh.
Now.
Okay. Another strategy for improving social wellness is to seek support when you need it. That could be from your friends or from mental health professionals during challenging times.
Mm-hmm.
Get the people that can help you.
Call a hotline if you have to.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
There's so many.
And we need every single one of them.
Yes.
Because at any given moment, we do not know what people are going through. But the idea that there is a number that they can call and someone is willing on the other end to listen to them, to help them through.
Mm. Wings appear.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I think that people feel afraid to make that call or to connect, but it's so important in that moment when you're feeling very desperate and very lonely. Mm. The opposite of what you want to do is exactly what you need to do. And I want to encourage you, listeners, if you're in that place now or if you've been in that place, the best thing that you can do is tell somebody, talk to somebody.
Please.
Call someone. Okay. Because you are loved and you are not alone. And even though in those moments it feels really dark and gray and like a black hole, it's not your truth. Just reach out a little bit and beyond that black hole, and there will be people there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's time for Karen and I to dance.
Yes. You must introduce the song. I love that we have this very Latin-infused song that we are going to dance
this
to.
This song is by J Balvin, Willie William, featuring Beyonce. And the song is Mi Gente.
Mi Gente. So cue that up and blast meet you back here after.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Hola. Oh my goodness. So many good lyrics in there. I loved it very much.
Okay. We are ready.
I just want, can we just keep dancing?
We can do what we want to. We're just setting the tone now.
All right. She's going to ask something on my album. I've been a little stir crazy today, yes. So that felt so good.
It's time for our question of the day.
QOTD.
Today's QOTD. How do your current relationships contribute to your overall well-being and sense of fulfillment?
And the first thing I want to say is, if they're not contributing, you got to cut them from the squad.
Right.
You got to cut them from the team.
Off.
Right?
Cut them off. They are no longer on the roster.
That's the first thing that popped in my head.
Yes. That is a very good. At the very base level, my current relationships contribute to that sense of belonging. Yes. I find it very hard to feel alone when I got all these people.
It's true.
I have pretended I did not have that many close connections.
You lived in a little fantasy.
And it was fake. It was not real at all. It's people. Mm-hmm. I know that if I needed them, they'd be there.
Oh, they'd show up. Yeah.
No questions asked. Mm-hmm. Oh, you need us? Okay. We're rounding up the troops. We're on the way. So knowing that I have that network of people ready to deploy. on a reserve.
What a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And this is giving all of us listeners pause. Like, if you don't have enough of that, you can create, you can add.
Absolutely.
To that.
Absolutely.
Like, you have to be intentional about it. You already had them, but weren't really aware or acknowledging the extent to which
the
you
depth
had this
and breadth
of this pool of people.
Sometimes we are in denial that as adults we can make friends. We absolutely can make friends. There are so many sources. Our daughters are our significant others. Your pickleball team players.
Doubles and fours.
I don't know. You as an adult can continue to make friends, and some of your best friendships gonna be the ones after you've been through some things.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely have made more friends as an adult than I had in the first 20
combined
years, without question. And more deep and meaningful.
Exactly.
Right?
The quality
improves.
My current relationships also are fulfilling, because when the people around me need me to show up, knowing not only can I call on them, but they can call on me, it's like, oh, we all in this together.
Reciprocity, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be apples for apples. Like, maybe I need an antelope.
Nobody's keeping score.
And knowing that 36% of the people in this country have serious loneliness breaks my heart, knowing that many people feel they don't have anybody.
These are people who clearly want more, need more, and they don't have it. They feel they're at a deficit. They're in a serious loneliness. I mean, that's big. I also want to say a PS about isolation. If you're feeling isolated, that's a clue that it's time to do something about it before it gets too extreme. So be sure and reach out.
What about your relationships and your well-being and sense of fulfillment?
Well, as I've said before, Tara, that pandemic shut down. At first, I was like, yes.
Introverts
unite. I'm like, I'm good over here. You be over there by yourself. I'll be over here by myself. And this is a beautiful world. And then I was like, oh, hell no. I need people. It really held the mirror up to me to say, what do you need really? And I need my people. Yeah. I need people around me. I want people to connect with and rely on. I want them to rely on me. That reciprocal reliance is very fulfilling. You're helping someone. You're being there for someone. And that gives you a great sense of purpose. It doesn't have to just be a person. You can be helping an organization. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, find your niche or two or three and give it your heart. I like to be active in different communities.
I like variety.
Yeah, right. Because it's part of my soul. It's what makes me, helps me feel whole and well and balanced and fulfilled. And so I think we just need to listen to the things that light us up and follow those little fireflies, those little notes, those little breadcrumbs to those things. And then we find more people that get us, that we get.
That is a fantastic segue into the quote I found from French novelist and literary critic Marcel Proust. Let us be grateful to the people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom.
Oh, yeah. All right, Marcel.
I mean,
it's true. People.
So, explorers, it is important to acknowledge that achieving social wellness can sometimes be challenging, especially in today's fast-paced and digitally driven world. Let us continue to prioritize and nurture our social connections, contributing to the well-being of ourselves and those around us. We're so glad you could join us today.
Thank you, explorers, for being here with us. You take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.